小米发了2026年一季报，数据不太好看。
Xiaomi released the Q2 2026 financial report, which was not very good.
总营收991亿。
Total revenue of 99.11 billion.
同比下滑11%。
Down 11% year on year.
经营利润直接腰斩。
Operating profit plummets.
再腰斩，暴跌近60%。
Plunged down nearly 60% again.
很多人说这是周期性问题。
Many people say that this is a cyclical problem.
熬过去就好了。
It will be all right.
但我的判断是。
However, my judgment is that.
这不是周期问题。
This is not a cyclical problem.
是结构问题。
It's a structural problem.
更关键的是。
More importantly,
小米目前暴露出来的麻烦
the problems that Xiaomi has exposed so far,
不只是某一个业务板块的波动
not just the fluctuation of a single business segment,
而是它从手机跨到汽车
instead it transitioned from mobile to car,
从轻资产跨到重资产之后
After transitioning from a low asset to a high asset business,
管理能力跟不上的系统性风险
systemic risks that cannot be managed.
今天这段视频我们分三块来讲
Today, we will discuss three aspects of car videos.
手机
mobile phone,
汽车以及大模型和汽车出海业务
Automotive and large models and automotive overseas business.
先说手机，一季度。
Let's start with the mobile phones in the first quarter.
小米手机出货量3380万台。
Xiaomi's phone shipments reached 33.8 million units.
同比暴跌19.2%。
Decreased by 19.2% year on year.
全球前五里面跌得最惨。
The world's top five worst performers.
中国市场跌幅35%。
China market down 35%.
直接跌出前五。
Directly fell out of the top five.
小米说
Xiaomi said.
这是主动控货。
This is active control of goods.
主动。没有人会把到手的市场份额主动让出去。
No one will willingly give up their market share.
除非不卖，比卖更划算。
Unless it's cheaper than buying.
摩根大通的数据显示
According to a large survey,
内存成本已经占到入门级手机物料清单的50%到60%。
Memory costs have already accounted for 50% to 60% of the material cost at entry-level mobile phones.
成本超过一半。
Cost more than half.
卖一台。
Sell one.
亏一台。
Missed one.
这不是战略选择。
This is not a strategic choice.
这是被迫停产。提价有用吗
？Is it useful to stop production and raise prices?
手机平均售价涨了8.2%。
The average price of mobile phones has increased by 8.2%.
创历史新高。
Achieve a new high.
但毛利率不升反降。
But the profit margin is not increasing, it is decreasing.
从12.4%跌到了10.1%。
But it fell to 10.1%.
这说明什么
?What does this mean?
所谓平均售价提升。
In terms of average selling price,
不过是因为砍掉了低价机型。
However, due to the discontinuation of low-end models,
分母变小。
Denominator,
数值被动拉高。
Numerical passive pull-up,
真正的高端机5000元以上的旗舰并没有放量。
There are no flagship models with a price of over 5,000 euro that have been widely released.
如果你在高端市场站稳了
If you have established yourself in the high-end market,
毛利率
Gross profit margin,
怎么可能往下掉
How could it fall down?
小米手机最大的问题不是这一轮内存涨价。
The biggest problem with Xiaomi phones is not the recent increase in memory prices.
什么时候结束？
When does it end?
按照卢伟冰自己的判断，
According to Lu Wei's own assessment,
这个周期可能要持续到2027年，甚至更长。
This period may last until 2027 or even longer.
而它的品牌心智和产品结构决定了它在成本风暴面前毫无缓冲空间。
And his brand awareness and product structure determined that it had no buffer space in the face of the cost storm.
低端守不住，高端供不上去。
If the low end can't keep up with the high end, it won't be able to supply.
这是结构性的慢性病。
This is a structural chronic disease.
不是周期过去了。
It's not the cycle that's over.
就能自愈的。有一块业务。
There is a business that can self-heal.
必须单独拿出来说。
Must be said separately.
互联网服务，也就是广告。
The internet service is advertising.
一季度，互联网服务毛利率高达76%。
The gross profit margin of internet services reached 76% in the first quarter.
76%。
76%。
是什么概念？
What is the concept?
手机毛利率10%。
Mobile profit margin is 10%。
汽车20%。
20% of the cars.
整个小米体系里真正扛着利润往前走。
The entire Xiaomi ecosystem, only the core products are driving profits.
造血养家的不是手机硬件。
It's not the hardware of the phone that makes money.
更不是汽车。
Not a car.
车，而是广告。
Instead, advertising.
但互联网服务靠什么？
But what do internet services rely on?
靠的是手机的保有量和用户的活跃度。
Relying on the number of mobile phones and user activity.
手机出货量暴跌19.2%。
Mobile phone shipments fell by 19.2%.
中国区跌35%。
China down 35%.
全球月活增速已经放缓到3.8%。
The global monthly active user growth rate has slowed to 3.8%.
手机出货量持续下滑。
Mobile phone shipments continue to decline.
新增用户在枯竭，广告库存就会贬值。
New users will devalue the existing inventory.
这颗76%毛利率的心脏。
This heart with a 76.7% gross margin.
它的供血正在被手机业务的萎缩一点点掐断。
Its blood supply is being gradually cut off by the decline of the mobile business.
这才是小米整个利润模型里最脆弱的一环。
This is the most vulnerable part of Xiaomi's entire profit model.
再来看汽车。
Let's look at cars again.
这是这次财报争议最大的地方。
This is the most controversial aspect of this financial report.
去年四季度
In the fourth quarter of last year,
小米汽车单季盈利11亿。
Xiaomi Car makes 10 billion in a quarter.
到了今年一季度直接亏损31亿。
In the first quarter of this year, the company directly incurred a loss of 310 million.
从赚10亿到亏31亿。
From earning 10 billion to losing 31 billion.
一正一反差了42亿。
42 billion is missing.
答案很清晰。
The answer is clear.
三个原因。
Three reasons.
环环相扣。
Intertwined.
第一，交付量直接腰斩。
The first delivery volume was halved.
一季度只交了8.09万辆。
In the first quarter, only 8.9 million vehicles were sold.
环比暴跌44.3%。
A drop of 44.3% compared to the previous period.
因为老款苏七在2月中旬停产。
Because the old model of SU-7 was discontinued in mid-February.
新款3月下旬才交付。 中间一个多月空窗期，在售的只有预期，而预期自己也在加速下滑。
The new car has a gap of over a month in delivery, and the only one that is still on sale is the one that is expected to be delivered in mid-March.
去年12月交付39万辆。
In December last year, 39,000 vehicles were delivered.
1月3.78万辆。
3.78 million.
2月掉到2万辆。
January fell to 20,000 vehicles.
3月只剩1.35万辆。
March only has 13,500 vehicles.
第二，量一跌。
Second, the amount decreased.
成本就压不住了。
The cost is too high.
汽车是典型的重资产行业。
Cars are a typical capital-intensive industry.
亦庄工厂。
Also, the factory.
两期总投资约630亿, 折旧、人工、维护。
Total investment of two phases is about 63 billion, including depreciation and maintenance costs.
不管产多少车,
No matter how many cars are produced,
这些钱一分少不了。
Not a single penny less.
上季度交14.5万辆, 巨额折旧被摊得很薄。
Last quarter, the depreciation of 14.5 million vehicles was spread very thinly.
这季度只交8万辆。
This quarter only delivered 8 million too.
同样的折旧砸下来。
The same depreciation is coming down.
单车分摊的成本几乎翻倍。
The cost of the bicycle stand has almost doubled.
这就是规模效应。
This is the concept of economies of scale.
反向碾压。
Reverse crush.
第三是雪上加霜的2刀。 一刀来自购置税补贴。
Thirdly, the two cuts came from the purchase tax subsidy.
去年小米为了冲销量。
Last year, Xiaomi, in order to boost sales,
承诺给2025年11月底前锁单的用户兜底购置税差额。
Promise to provide a tax difference for users who bought at the bottom before November 2025.
这批跨年订单在Q1集中交付，单车补贴1万到1.5万元。CFO林世伟在业绩会上。
These cross-year orders, specifically the subsidy for 1 to 1.5 million for bicycles, were delivered by Q, which was a key part of Lin Shiwei's performance presentation.
亲口确认了这个数字。
Confirm this number by myself.
另一刀来自成本端。
Another cut comes from the cost side.
电池和存储芯片都在涨价。
Batteries and storage chips are rising in price.
而高毛利的车型苏西 Ultra交付占比又在下降。
However, the proportion of high-margin models such as the Suzuki Ultra is also declining.
成本往上顶，均价往下拉，两头。
The cost goes up, the average price goes down.
同时挤。
Simultaneously urgent.
但我想说的重点不是这些数字本身。
But what we want to emphasize is not these numbers themselves.
而是这些数字背后暴露出的深层次问题。
Instead, these numbers reveal the deeper problems.
小米过去15年做手机是典型的轻资产模式。
Xiaomi's past 15 years of mobile phone business has been a typical low-asset model.
设计完产品交给富士康、比亚迪代工。
Once the product design is complete, it will be handed over to Foxconn and BYD for manufacturing.
它只负责营销和渠道。
It is only responsible for marketing and channels.
它的核心能力是品牌、流量。
Its core capability is brand traffic.
供应量谈判。
Supply negotiation.
而不是生产管理。
Instead of production management.
但汽车不一样。
But cars are different.
汽车是重资产，产业链条极长。
Cars are a long and complex value chain.
从供应商管理、质量控制、
From supplier management quality control,
产线调度，
production line scheduling,
到交付、
to delivery,
物流、
logistics,
售后服务，
after sales service,
每一个环节都需要扎扎实实的管理能力。
every stage requires solid management skills.
你让一个习惯了只会带工厂的指挥官。
You're making a commander who's used to giving orders.
突然去管理每天轰鸣的重资产工厂，调度出问题了。
Suddenly, there were problems with scheduling the daily operations of the factories with heavy assets.
出在哪儿？
Where is it?
三个关键节点。节点一，
Three key nodes.
二期工厂验收没通过。
The first and second phases of the factory acceptance failed.
2025年10月
October 2025.
一幢二期项目的研发综合楼竣工验收结果是不通过，一个总投资上百亿的省级重点项目。
The completion acceptance results for the Yishuang second phase projects R and decomposite building are the provincial key project with a total investment of over hundreds of billions of yuan failed to pass the acceptance.
研发楼
，In the R&D building,
这种相对常规的土建环节被卡住。
This relatively conventional construction environment is blocked.
这不是小事儿。
This is not a minor matter.
一个局部整改，
A local repair.
直接导致整个二期工厂投产时间从年中推迟到年底。
This directly caused the entire second phase of the factory to be delayed from the end of the year to the end of the year.
产能爬坡完了。
Capacity ramp up is delayed.
整整半年，节点二。
Exactly half a year.
二，
To
营销与产能错配，预期上市18小时锁在24万辆。
Mismatch in marketing and production capacity expected to launch 18 hours.
但此时，
But at this time,
二期工厂还没影。
the second factory is still under construction.
一些工厂月产能只有2万辆左右。
Some factories have a monthly production capacity of only around 20,000 vehicles.
这种订单量和产能之间的巨大缺口，不是什么幸福的烦恼。
This huge gap between order volume and capacity is not a pleasant problem.
而是管理层的决策时
Instead, when making decisions,
就没把营销与产能建设节奏统筹考虑。节点。
They didn't coordinate the marketing and production capacity building pace.
三，质量体系接连暴露漏洞。
Three quality systems have been exposed to vulnerabilities.
2025年
，2025，
小米因辅助驾驶安全问题一次性召回11.69万辆。
Xiaomi recalled 1,119,000 vehicles due to safety issues with its autonomous driving system.
苏七标准版，占当时累计交付量的约30%。
In 1978, the S7 standard version accounted for about 30% of the total volume delivered.
召回原因是 L2 辅助驾驶对极端场景的识别、预警和处置能可能不足。
The reason for the recall is that the secondary driving assistance system may not be able to accurately identify and handle extreme scenarios.
这还没完。
That's not all.
2025年3月29日
，March 29, 2025，
安徽高速那起爆燃事件。
Anhui High Speed Rail Accident.
三人遇难。
Three people died.
对品牌造成了严重的信任冲击。
This has caused a serious blow to the brand's trust.
再加上数百名苏区 Ultra 车主，就碳纤维前舱盖功能缺失发。
In addition, hundreds of Suzuki Sevenant owners have reported that their carbon fiber front hoods are missing the function of carbon fiber.
集体维权。
Collective action.
这些事件叠加在一起。
These events combined.
说明小米在重资产制造的质量控制、售后管理、供应链。
Explain Xiaomi's production, manufacturing, quality control, sales, and supply management.
品控上还没有建立起成熟车企那种系统化的管理能力。
Quality control has not yet established a mature management system similar to that of established automakers.
把这三件事串起来看。
Let's look at these three things together.
逻辑就完整了。
The logic is complete.
小米在手机时代
Xiaomi in the mobile era
轻资产模式让它跑得飞快。
Light asset model allows it to run at a high speed.
不需要管工厂
Don't worry about the factory.
不需要管产线出了问题
Don't worry about the production line having problems.
调一批货就行
Just get the goods.
但到了汽车
But when it comes to cars,
他第一次面对从供应商到产线
He first faced the challenge of moving from a supplier to a production line,
到物流
to logistics,
到售后的全链条管理
from post-sales to full-chain management,
每一个环节都需要经验
every stage requires experience,
需要体系
Need a system.
需要时间沉淀。Q1
Need time to settle down. Q1
这31亿亏损
This is a loss of 31 billion.
本质上就是为这种轻资产思维管理重。
In essence, it is about managing with a lean mindset.
轻资产业务的认知。
Understanding of core business.
公购付的一笔昂贵学费。
The price of the gap.
如果说手机和汽车是眼下两道难题
If we say that the two major problems of mobile phones and automobiles are
那么大模型和出海就是小米给自己开的两场新赌局
So, the big dream and going overseas are essentially two new gambles that Xiaomi is taking for itself.
一季度小米研发开支90亿
In the first quarter, Xiaomi's R&D expenditure reached 9 billion.
同比暴增 33%.
Increased by 33% year on year.
雷军宣布
Lei Jun announced
未来三年 AI 领域投入超过600亿元。
In the next 3 years, AI will receive more than 600 billion yuan in investment.
其中2026年一年就要投160亿。
In 2026, it will be 160 billion.
同时
,at the same time,
未来5年累计研发投入将超过2000亿。
The cumulative R&D investment over the next 5 years will exceed 2 billion.
而与此同时
,at the same time,
小米已经宣布
Xiaomi has announced that
2027年进军欧洲市场首战
2027 first entry into the European market
德国卢伟冰明确说了
Germany's Leo Weiss said
出海路线先发达国家后
the route of going out to sea first developed in developed countries
发展中国家先高端
Developing countries first high-end and low-end.
终端，慕尼黑研发中心已经在筹建。
The mid-range Munich R&D center is under construction.
还从特斯拉挖来了负责欧洲交付的高管。
Also recruited a senior executive from Tesla responsible for European deliveries.
阿里和字节跳动烧大模型。
Alibaba and ByteDance are burning big models.
是因为他们的核心业务现金流极其健康。
Because their core business has extremely healthy cash flow,
有源源不断的增量资金，
with a constant stream of funding
为未来实验输血。
for future experiments with blood transfusion.
小米呢，核心手机业务在萎缩。
Xiaomi's core mobile business is shrinking.
汽车业务还在还债。
The car business is still paying off debt.
在两条战线都吃紧的时候。
When both fronts were under pressure,
同时再开两条新战线。
Simultaneously opening two new fronts,
一条烧大模型。
A large model is burning.
一条闯欧洲。
A trip to Europe.
这不是战略布局。
This is not a strategic layout.
这是战略冒进。
This is a strategic advance.
更关键的是。
More importantly,
如果在国内管理一个自建工厂都出现了产能延误、质量。
If a factory is managed within the country and there are production delays and quality issues,
召回、口碑危机等一系列问题。
Recall a series of problems such as the Pinduoduo crisis.
那到了欧洲。
And in Europe,
面对欧盟更严苛的安全法规。
In the face of stricter safety regulations from the EU,
更复杂的劳工制度，
more complex labor system,
完全陌生的供应链环境，
completely unfamiliar supply chain environment,
小米的重资产管理能力真的准备好了吗？
Is Xiaomi's asset management capability really ready?
小米这份财报暴露出来的。
The financial report released by Xiaomi reveals that
不只是某一个季度的业绩波动，
not just a fluctuation in quarterly performance.
小米不是在穿越周期，
Xiaomi is not in a cyclical period.
小米是在跟时间赛跑，
Xiaomi is racing against time.
而这场赛跑里它最缺的东西恰恰就是时间。你怎么看？
And what it lacks most in this race's time, how do you see it?
小米
Xiaomi
这份财报评论区
Is financial report comment section. You find it.